The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Rolien Marx, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Simon. We are seeing the week through together. How cool is that?
That is absolutely cool. It's our last show. I'm away until January, so let's make it a humdinger today. And truly, what a story you elected to start this afternoon off with, because I have been mind blown in certain of the stories we've discussed over the past year, but perhaps never as much as this first one.
Oh, well, you're going to have to specify, because the news today has been
more than
probably
one
of the most miserable days that I've ever had to report on.
Are certain countries, the United Nations, seriously telling us as Jews that we have no connection to the Temple Mount and that it is exclusively Muslim? Is that seriously what people are saying?
Well, at least 129 of them did. I mean, it's just absolutely mind-boggling. And this comes as we are commemorating or celebrating Hanukkah. These countries voted to omit Jewish connections to the Temple Mount. I mean, for 8 days, we are celebrating a tremendous miracle that took place in our temple. And this is just extraordinary. And this is the General Assembly. So it's not like one agency of the United Nations. This is the General Assembly approving a resolution, 129-11, that basically disavowed all our ties to the Temple Mount. And in the resolution, which is called the Jerusalem Resolution, it specifically refers to the Temple Mount, or Har HaBayit, as Al-Haram Al-Sharif. The United States voiced their concern. They said they absolutely oppose the text, saying it's a real and serious concern. And many are of the opinion that it is the Palestinian Authority and various others trying to rebrand our most holiest site as an exclusively Muslim one. You know, the world gets hysterical when anything happens to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and we really endeavor in Israel to maintain the status quo. We don't want disruptions to the security and the safety of Al-Aqsa Mosque, but it's absolutely fine to launch such a global international attack on a Jewish holy site. The United States went on to say it's morally, historically, and politically wrong for members of this body to support the language that both denies the Jewish and they say and Christian connections to the Temple Mount. And they also say and Al-Haram Al-Sharif. If any of our Christian listeners want to explain to me the Christian connections to the Temple Mount, I'd love to hear them, because I'm not that familiar with them. So I'd really appreciate you helping me with some knowledge. But this is absolutely appalling. The United Kingdom also weighing in. The British ambassador to the UN says the resolution adopted today refers to the holy site in Jerusalem in purely Islamic terms without recognizing the Jewish terminology. The UK has made clear for many years that we disagree with this approach, and while we welcome the removal of the majority of these references, we are disappointed that we were unable to find a solution to the final reference. I mean, it's just absolutely appalling, and one has to wonder, does the United Nations not have anything better to do and to focus on?
You also need to question the effectiveness of Israeli diplomacy.
Well, that we do. And I know that our missions to the United Nations work very, very hard with outreach to try and explain, to advocate for Israel there. But sometimes it's like going up against a massive tidal wave of vitriol and hate.
Okay. It's not often I'm stunned. That stunned me. What didn't stun me so much, unfortunately quite expected, is the fact that two Israelis apparently attacked in the West Bank, having driven somewhere they shouldn't have driven.
Well, look, as I was explaining this morning, it's very, very easy to get lost and take a wrong turn into Ramallah. I mean, it's happened to me before. And yes, I'm not the greatest person with directions. And yes, it was before Waze people. but it happened to me once. And Dafka, because I don't do anything half-heartedly, it happened to me during Operation cast lead. You know, if you're going to do it, Simon, yes. Go big or get lost on the way home. But yes, two Israelis, Nanachs, if you're familiar with the Nanach movement, on their way to Hachash Monaim, probably to light Chanukki, or took a wrong turn into Ramallah and were nearly lynched. Their car was hit with rocks, set alight, and the mob tried to get at them. Thank goodness for Palestinian police, who managed to rescue them and hand them over to the IDF to keep them safe and to get them to where they intended to go safely.
All right. And then this awful incident in the United Kingdom in Oxford Street.
Well, this is just, I have no words for it. And just before we went on there, I was reading an update in the Daily Mail. It has been roundly condemned from the very, very top, from the Prime Minister Boris Johnson and various other politicians. I know the Mayor, Sadiq Khan, says that it's completely unacceptable and anti-Semitism has no place whatsoever in society. Some criticism with the mainstream media for not covering the story as much as they should have. I know GB News, which is a relatively new news channel, they've covered it in quite considerable detail, various other media outlets as well. But this is just extraordinarily horrible. So a busload of Chabad teens on the first night of Hanukkah off to hand out food. I mean, this is the essence of Chabad, which is absolutely based on chesed, on kindness, on outreach. On their way to light candles, to hand out food, when the bus for some reason was set stationary on Oxford Street. If anybody has been to London, you know how packed Oxford Street is, especially this time of the year, when a group of, we'll call them yops, because that's what the British are using, mm-hmm. Kicked the bus, spat at the bus, took their shoes off and beat the bus, screamed out Free Palestine, because of course nothing says Free Palestine like hurling abuse at Jewish teenagers. And also did the Nazi salute. So the police now are on a search for the perpetrators, and we hope that there will be some justice. The rabbi that was with the teenager says, you know, they will not allow for this to intimidate them. Of course, the young kids at the time were horribly intimidated, but Rabbi Glitzenstein of Chabad says that, you know, the mission of Israel is to bring light and goodness, and we don't want to let them win by being intimidated. But it's absolutely just shocking that this is where we are in 2021. We're not talking Germany 1938. This is where we are in 2021, and this is not the only anti-Semitic incident that has happened during Hanukkah around the world, and it's absolutely shattering and terrifying. And the only response I have to that is go out and light your Chanukiot.
Yeah, hear you loud and clear. Ro, we've got about 2 minutes left. There's so much to talk about, what with the new COVID virus strain, what with the Iranian nuclear negotiations, and what with the response by some rabbis to propose changes to the monopoly of the Haredim on certain aspects of religious law in Israel. I don't know which one you want to handle. I'm happy wherever you want to go.
Well, let's talk the coronavirus and Omicron. And, you know, I just want to reiterate that Israel is not discriminating against any particular group of people from any particular country. We're not saying that Jews from certain countries cannot come into Israel. Right now, travel into the country is closed off or banned for any non-Israeli citizens and residents. Nobody's being singled out. No one group is being targeted. No one country is being targeted. At the moment, and maybe it was a knee-jerk reaction. Of course, there are criticisms about how fast Israel reacted. But Israel's responsibility, like all sovereign states, is the safety of her citizens. And we want to understand the data and the experience around this new variant before we make any further decisions. And hopefully, because we have seen some positive reports, hopefully we will be able to understand this a bit better and open up soon. But please understand that no one country is being discriminated against. Ah, thank you, Austin, who says the Christian connection is that of the Tanakh. It goes back to Judeo-Christian connections. Thank you, Austin, for clearing that one up for me.
Raleen Marks, on a personal note, thank you for everything you have done for the Overdrive Show over the past year. This is my swan song today for the rest of the year. I'm only back on the 10th of January. It has been a pleasure dealing with you from Monday through Thursday. Your professionalism is second to none. And besides that, I've just enjoyed every single interaction. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I hope you have a good break. And let's come back and do it all again next year.
I cannot wait, and you know I just adore you and have separation anxiety already. And if you give me any more compliments, I'm going to be more vain than I already am.
We're going to leave it there. That was Raleen Marks, our superb, wonderful Israel correspondent.